I'm on my way to the Centre for Creative Collaboration in Acton Street in London, and I went to Jeremy Hunt's speech yesterday, his first keynote as Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport. And interesting it was. Very clear what he wants to do. He wants to accelerate the rollout of superfast broadband. He wants to open up access to infrastructure, i.e. ducts and poles for next generation access, and he wants to create a new basis for local media, a new vision for local media. The third one, of course, is probably the most important, and probably can't happen without the first two. Because if we're going to develop proper local media, then there needs to be access to distribution for that stuff, and it looks like broadband's the only way to do it. The issue of spectrum was raised by a questioner and carefully dodged. Superfast broadband was carefully undefined, and there was little detail as to exactly how infrastructure is going to be opened up. But that's fine. You know, he's less than a month in. He's set out some very clear ground to fight on, and it will be ground that will be fought over, because the players with market power are going to fight every step of the way, because they don't want to open up, really. There's no reason why they should, and that's going to be a bit tricky. It's also the case that the big media companies haven't spent the past 20 years consolidating under previous governments, both Tory and Labour, just to throw it all up and allow the somewhat subscale regional news businesses and regional media groups to find a new way forward for regional and profitable growth. So that's also going to be a very difficult area. And I think one of the ways of trying to do this would be to completely re-engineer the cost base of doing local TV and radio production. He mentioned in his speech the idea of a newsroom costing £250,000, and as if that was a good thing. I think he's an order of magnitude too high. I just wonder whether you could build a regional newsroom based on kind of new technology for £25,000, not £250,000. Okay, it wouldn't be the quality of it wouldn't be HDTV, but you know, we're talking about local news here. But it will be a different way of operating. And I think, you know, those sorts of numbers might actually make it work. But the broadcast industry certainly doesn't want that kind of thing happening. We can't have a bunch of people using new tech, phones and laptops that are cheap, and cheap video cameras streaming local content. They're not going to want that to happen, because their existing cost bases are based on a much sort of bigger, grander engineering plan. And let's look at yesterday. I'm in Acton Street now, which is why it's a bit echoey. But let's look at yesterday. The only people providing live coverage of what Jeremy Hunt was saying were people tweeting from the event, particularly people like Tim Bradshaw of the FT, and me. And I did a live stream. And I did it with an iPhone. It's pretty cruddy looking, but it was there, and it worked. I used the available Wi-Fi network in the hospital club. It was a bit of a risk, but it worked. And I used a tool called Scribble Live to live blog the event. And the cost of doing that is relatively low. Certainly, you know, an order of magnitude lower than even the £25,000 number. So I don't think that... I agree with the strategic objectives, absolutely, and I hope they work. And I hope that he's going to fight it, because unless he's prepared to fight it, it's not going to happen.